Two more people have been bitten by dingoes on Gari. On Thursday morning, a collared dingo approached seven adults at Eli Creek just before it lunged and mouthed a woman on the thigh. It then ran off when one of the group threw a stick. About 5 minutes later, another dingo approached a woman from behind. The woman then fell and the dingo bit her on the thigh. Parks and wildlife rangers say an investigation into both incidents is ongoing. One by one, tradies working on the redevelopment of Palmer Coolum Resort were escorted onto the premises yesterday by police and security to collect their tools. Many say they were sent an email on Tuesday night which stated they'd been terminated. It happened just hours after they confronted management in regards to roster changes. Some workers also received a letter minutes later offering them the chance to reapply for their position. Mount Biwa will officially be reopened today following a three-month closure due to environmental vandalism. Parks and Wildlife say when visiting the Glasshouse Mountains National Park, we must respect the Jinnabara and Kabi Kabi people's request not to climb the culturally sacred Biwa and Tibragargan peaks. And the young, old and thousands of people from all walks of life are taking part in Sunday's Sunshine Coast Marathon at Mooloolabah. That includes many Sunshine Coast police officers. One is Sergeant Philip Stevens, who's hoping to complete the full 10Ks in his uniform and tactical vest.
The Sunshine Coast Marathon Festival is a wonderful community event. By participating in this event, it's our opportunity as police officers to be part of that community and showcase our partnership with it. Essentially, the Queensland Police Service doesn't function without the support of a great community. By running in uniform, I hope to display physical presence and wave the flag for the Queensland Police Service, so to speak. I guess if you happen to see a tall, rangy sergeant running along, give me a shout out.
Racing on Sunday starts at 6 a.m. The sporting event is expected to inject $4 million into the local economy.